Grandma Slowing. The mid-1990s, I lived at a working women's hostel, and our warden, Mrs. Galgalikar, would cheer us up with sweets from Mishti Bela in Walkeshwar. I loved their chocolate pedas. By the early 2000s, my nostalgia for childhood came rushing back with a taste of Sri Krishna Sweets Mysurpa, and in Mysurpa. Pics courtesy Instagram, I would ask friends from Mulund or Chembur to bring it for me. I remember visiting my grandmother in Madras, now Chennai, and she would always have a freshly made plate ready. I associate it with Diwali and my grandmother's love. At Sri Krishna Sweets, opposite Adarsh Hotel, Chembur, shop number 2, Jai Commercial Plaza, Mulund West, and log on to at Sri Krishna Sweets at Mishti Bela, Krishnaraj Building, Walkeshwar Road, Malabar Hill, and log on to at Mishti Bela and call 9326379712 and Arundhati Subramaniam, author and poet. Sweet traditions. Pedas from Kami Wafers. I have been eating Mathura Peda from Kami Wafers in Kolaba for as long as I can remember. Even as we speak, I'm on my way there to pick some boxes to give to relatives and friends during Diwali. I love Mathura Peda, and especially from Kami, because it has the perfect texture. I love its milky flavor. It has a nice brown color with a very rich taste. They never go wrong with consistency either. It's a tradition now to get these pedas for Diwali at Kami Wafers, Oxford House, near Kolaba Market, Kolaba, and Salome Roy Kapoor, dancer tutor, and Miss India, 1972. My life of memories. My grandparents loved to throw big parties. They used to always place a large order of Malai Khaja from N. Lukmanji in Muhammad Ali Road. It is my favorite. Even Tawakkal in Bohari Mohalla has some of the best Malai Khaja. The dish is a puff pastry stuffed with sweetened cream and garnished with rose petals. My parents would hide it because I used to polish it off in minutes. At N. Lukmanji Mithaiwala, Tadeo, Tawakkal Sweets, Bhindi Bazar, Baikalla, and call 90222848825, N. Lukmanji, 98208-37152, Tawakkal Sweets, Shabnam Minwala, author. Tastes like Ajis Goodies Charity. Pics courtesy, Wikimedia Commons. I don't have a sweet tooth, but my memories of Diwali revolve around the family getting together and making sweets at home. It was a tradition for my Aji, grandmother, who would make every sweet by herself. I still remember the taste of her chiroti and karanjis, with a simple stuffing of coconut shavings and gur, jaggery. I never found something similar, except at Vinayak Keshav Company in Girgaon. They had a stock of the GSB-style sweets and an LS Quo, for all that I loved. Sadly, they have closed down now, but I'm still on the lookout for a similar flavor. Rahul Akerkar, chef and culinary director, Warsa Sweet Boxes of Heaven's Yev Barfi remains a favorite for Kini when growing up. Save Barfi from Karachi Sweets and Sindhu Sweets in Khar were two of my go-to places for desserts in Diwali. While Karachi Sweets has closed down, Sindhu Sweets is still doling out boxes of their trademark Save Barfi. We would buy big boxes every year. Get there early on busy days as these sweets disappear from the shelves. At Sindhu Sweets, 3, Sadhguru Shopping Center, Ramkrishna Nagar, Khar West, Abhijit Kini, illustrator and creator of Angry Mushi comic series Party of One. I have fond memories of heading to Chandru's Pyogi Sweets in Vasova while working in the city. They do the most delectable, melt-in-the-mouth Sindhi Save Barfis. Not far away in the western suburbs is another favorite, an M-Dash, Tiwari Brothers Mithaiwala in Juhu. Jalebis from Bikaji, their imatis drenched in syrup and dripping with ghee, are a no-brainer. On days when I am craving a nice crispy jalebi, I drop by Bikaji in Malad West. I don't have a mithai buddy in Mumbai, but I am a Gemini, so I am always in the company of myself. At Chandru's Pyogi Sweets, near Vasova Metro Station, Andheri West, Tiwari Brothers Mithaiwala, Model Town Society, Juhu, Bikaji, Evershine Nagar, Malad West, Ashish Vidyarthi, actor and vlogger.